Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, so that's a lie. We're not live. That's just the end of the annoying voice. Okay. They're all hemp. Now, then there are other creams and things that are actually, say, CBD creams. Can you make that distinction between the two?
I can make the, I'm sorry, it was saying 5, 4, 3, 2, 1 as you were talking through half of that.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
distinction
okay.
between CBD cream and what?
Hemp. See, all of the...
Oh, sure, sure. Yeah, I can describe the difference between CBD and hemp. No problem.
Yeah, I'm only saying that because they sent me a lot of pictures of products.
Mm-hmm.
And what it says, everyone says hemp extract, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then it says cannabinoid. So to me, that's cannabis and there's hemp. And I just don't think the public knows the difference, and they're seeing these products all over the place. All right?
Yeah, we could talk through all those definitions.
Right, and we'll also, of course, talk about the study, which is the CBD opioid study that I think you want to talk about. Now,
absolutely.
In terms of all those, am I missing anything major that you want to make sure gets brought out here?
I think you've hit the high points.
Okay, good. Now, you should know that I have a blog, and at the end I'll probably send it to you if you would like. I wrote an article. I just came back from Denver as a speaker, and everywhere.
Where I live.
Where you live, everywhere were emporiums, you know, to buy cannabis this
absolutely.
And cannabis that, right?
Right,
so
right.
I grew up in the East Village. So my, you know, emporium was Little Mike. And he used
mm-hmm.
to sit on the street corner, and we would buy, you know, what we called grass at that time. So this is an important part of my upbringing, and I wrote an article saying that I felt that these folks like you had appropriated my culture by making this so mainstream that, you know, I went in there and they asked me, what is my dosage? And I said, well, if Little Mike was here, he might tell me what my dosage was. I have no idea. So it was really fun, tongue-in-cheek, and I'll send it to you. You'll see the take on somebody who was involved with this 50 years ago. It was very different. It was all about poetry reading, not arthritis. So we'll talk about that a little bit. All right, we are ready to go, Stu. Now we need 10 seconds of silence. Go ahead, Stu, we're ready.
When I look in the mirror, I don't see wrinkles. When I look in the mirror, I see hair on my head, not my shoulder.
And hello, hello, hello. This is Adrienne Berg, and this is Generation Bold, the Fountain of Truth. And for those of you who know the show, you also know that I'm a blogger, and our blog, Aging for Beginners, is published by Bottom Line Personal. And a couple of weeks ago, our latest article was, It's Not Your Grandma's Weed Anymore. And that was the title of it. And that was because I was motivated when I was speaking on aging in Denver, Colorado, over at their wonderful aquarium. And everything I saw, every emporium, every sign, everything on the highway was CBD. When I went in, they asked me my dosage, and I was stumped. Because 50 years ago in Greenwich Village, Little Mike did not ask me my dosage. He just asked me if I had a bag that I could put away so the cops wouldn't see what I was buying. That's all I needed then. Not today. So the CBD, cannabis, so on, we're going to learn the difference between that and hemp and all these products that you're seeing are extremely mainstream. I don't think I know anybody today who isn't using some kind of CBD cream, lotion, potion, or pill. So I thought it would be a wonderful thing to have Dr. Murdoch Kalighi with us today. He's a senior medical advisor of Elevate CBD. And it's a product line, a very, very prestigious product line, very well thought out, and they are working on a lot of medical evidence to see how this really helps you, including a recent CBD opioid study and a lot more. You might know him because he's a TV star. Yes, you've seen him on The Doctors. You've read his book, The Complete Idiot's Guide to Boosting Your Immunity, and the many, many of the Everything Guides, if you know that series, which I love a lot. And he's here to just help us to unpack this whole new phenomenon so that it's not your grandma's weed anymore. Thank you, Dr. Kalighi, for being with us today.
Thanks so much for having me.
All right, let's just go right to the jugular of unpacking this. First of all, we have products, and we have many products. Some are pills, some are serums and lotions. What is the impact of this CBD or hemp, and explain the difference between the two, if there is one, on our body? What can we expect of this for the general health and wellness reasons that people are taking it?
Absolutely. So CBD, or cannabidiol, is what's called an endocannabinoid. We all have, throughout our body, endocannabinoid receptors. So we are all specifically wired for certain receptors to be stimulated by endocannabinoids, of which CBD is one of them. Now, CBD can come from different sources. One is cannabis, hence the name. But CBD can also be derived from hemp. And it's the same chemical, the same CBD, but the CBD derived from hemp has a lot less regulatory barriers and difficulty obtaining than CBD derived from cannabis, for the obvious reasons that are associated with cannabis. And so the difference between hemp and CBD is CBD is specifically a component of hemp.
Got it. So now let's take a look. My friends, this is a show that's very personal. I'm always telling my audience my experiences. My friends take a lot of CBD-type products, mostly for arthritis, joint pain, that sort of thing. Is that because of an inflammatory help that it gives to the body? I think this is a big issue of aging. It seems to have fueled it taking off.
So for some time, people have recognized that CBD seems to help with pain. That's both now in research, and that's the anecdotal experience of hundreds of thousands of people saying CBD has helped with my pain. Only more recently have we started to understand that mechanism of the pain, and that the primary mechanism does appear to be inflammation. CBD does seem to reduce inflammation throughout the body, or if you're using topical CBD, where it's placed locally in the body. So that's a similar mechanism to when you take certain over-the-counter anti-inflammatories, for example, ibuprofen or naproxen, which is typically called Aleve. So yes, it does appear that the pain reduction is significantly due to inflammation reduction.
Now, the interesting part, you know, to me is, and I made the joke I told you during our little break together, that in my article I say that the homogenization, the cleaning up of this whole area is appropriating my culture, because I grew up in Greenwich Village where really it was an adjunct to creativity and poetry and oh wow and many other things that I cannot mention on the air. So, but these reactions do not seem to be taking place. So it must be a very different kind of infusion into the body than what we think about when we smoke grass, or we used to call it weed, or make, you know, tea, or sing about Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds. It's very, very different. Why is it? Why is the bodily reaction so different? I don't see my friends playing tennis, putting on cream, getting high on the court. They just seem to feel better. Is it a very different kind of product?
Certainly. So marijuana or cannabis has two primary active ingredients. There are other active components, but lesser so. The two primary are THC and CBD. Each seems to be responsible for some of the effects of cannabis. THC is responsible for a lot of the psychoactive effects, that getting high, that feeling of creativity. It's also responsible for other effects. For example, the appetite stimulation, getting the munchies, seems to be from the THC. The CBD, on the other hand, doesn't have any psychoactive effects, which is either fortunate or unfortunate, depending on what perspective you're coming from.
Right, your point of view.
And
exactly.
Exactly. But it does seem to be responsible for the pain reduction and some of the actually calming and mood effects of cannabis seem to be related to the CBD. Yeah. It appears that CBD, in addition to reducing pain and inflammation, seems to have a calming effect, which can also be helpful for insomnia or sleep. And it seems to have some positive mood elevation effects, the stimulation of serotonin. And because it doesn't have the psychoactive effects, that's another reason that there seems to be less regulatory barriers or less stigma from using CBD, because many people want to avoid those psychoactive effects.
That's so interesting, because the original impetus for this really were people who were terminally ill, people suffering from cancer, people who had tremendous pain and were having tremendous difficulty managing that pain in their life. And something has gone from illegal, completely illegal, to over-the-counter in a very, very short period of time, and becoming a commodity. I mean, one of the hardest things, we'll talk about that in another segment of our show today, folks, is what do you buy? There are so many choices there. I was reminded, I went into one of these emporiums in Denver, and there was a wonderful Robin Williams movie. I don't know if you may not have seen it, Murdoch, Dr. Caligi, but it was called Moscow on the Hudson. And he comes from Moscow, and he looks at a food store, and he sees so many types of coffee that he passes out. He can't make the decision. I felt the same way when I was looking at different kinds of creams and pills and serums that I could buy. But I'm very interested in the way that Elevate CBD speaks of their product. They call it supplemental therapy. I'm not quite sure I know what that means. I know what about vitamins. I know supplements when it comes to vitamin C and E and D. But what does supplemental therapies mean in this lexicon of over-the-counter?
Absolutely. So the technical definition of a supplement therapy just means anything that's used in addition to enhance anything else. That's the technical definition. But really, you know, you mentioned how it's used in the lexicon. Really, when we refer to supplements, it's become the colloquial term referring to anything that is not over-the-counter, that's supposed to enhance your health in some, or anything that's not by prescription, meaning it is over-the-counter,
right,
that's supposed to enhance your health in some way. And so CBD, because it can be derived from hemp, which is now legal in all 50 states, is considered one of those supplement therapies.
See, this is so interesting here, because it's a hit. And one of the things I do believe in, and I'll say this loud and proud, I believe in capitalism, and capitalism means that the consumer, my kind of capitalism, means that the consumer dictates what's on the market. And it is so popular that it seems to me that it actually works. When we come back, we're going to talk about something very serious, and that is the opioid epidemic and whether or not this can help make a dent in it, how that is the case. There's been an opioid study, CBD opioid study, that Dr. Caligi is going to speak to us about, and also how we can unbind our thinking and take the advice that's going to help us, and what to buy. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
I'm inappropriate for my age. Da 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 da. Da 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 da.
Okay, so you see how it goes. Pretty easy, right?
Yes, yes, thank you. You're a great moderator. I appreciate it.
Oh, I'm happy because I just, you know, I don't know what you usually go through, to be honest. Right now we're off the air, of course. So we're going to talk a little bit about the study. We're going to talk about how to make some decisions in the marketplace. And that'll be this segment. Sure. Is there anything else just for this segment that you want to bring out?
No. I mean, I think that's the... I think those
and
are
the other thing
definitely
is,
something I
this
could
will
keep
be,
you, yeah.
Yeah, when we deal with this, we're going to... you know, you can give a website if you want for Elevate and so on where we talk about how to pick products, okay? And you'll see how I position that, all right?
Yeah, I'd be delighted. Thank you.
Great. We're ready, Stu. And by the way, a lot of you don't know that that little song was commissioned specifically for this show. And if you go on our website, generationboldradio.com, you can hear the entire 10-minute musical. There are three characters, a man and a woman in a little bit over 40, and Grandma. And Grandma is a rapper. So go ahead and listen at generationboldradio.com. Now, while you're there, two pieces of housekeeping. You know that there is a monologue there, an entire one-hour monologue by me on the new law called Secure. Now, that passed the House of Representatives on May 23rd. It is the most sweeping retirement legislation since 2006, and nobody's ever heard of it. It's getting very little press, but you should know what happened. It is now before the Senate. There's some issues with regard to it. The Senate wants to make it even stronger. And what it allows you to do in a nutshell is put your money away in 401ks or IRAs longer. It's a recognition that we're living longer, working longer, and we need more money. The good news is we're going to live longer. The bad news is we can't afford it. So if you take a look at generationboldradio.com, you can take a look and listen for about 40 minutes explaining the law. And if you think it should pass, tell your senator. It's already passed on the congressional side. So that's very interesting, and it's also bipartisan. So nobody has to fight over the dinner table over this law. And for those of you who have written in to me, remember this is your show. You write to me and you tell me at adrianberg.com what you want to hear about and what you want me to write about. And it's been... a difficulty that a lot of you have expressed in helping your older parents stay connected. And we now have a new article on that, on how to do that with all of the resources, websites that you need on how to help an older adult that you love stay connected with friends, family, you, the internet, everything. So now we're going to go to our topic of the day. Our topic of the day is CBD. And we have a real TV star. You've seen him on CNN. You've read his books on both the Idiot series and the guides. That tell you everything you need to know. So you have the everything guides. You really should look him up. And I'm going to say his name. His name is Dr. Murdoch Kalighi, but I want to spell it for you. K-H-A-L-E-G-H-I. Now, you know that we will archive this show with his name for coming Wednesday. But I want you to know it because otherwise you may not find his books on Amazon. Doctor, thank you so much for being with us now the second time around. We have promised everybody in our first segment that we'd talk a little bit about the opioid crisis and studies that are done and how it connects with CBD and whether this is going to help what we now acknowledge is a national crisis. Can you unpack that a little bit for us and explain about this study?
Absolutely. So you're absolutely right. The opiate epidemic is a national crisis. You know, and I still work clinically. I work in the emergency department, and I see overdoses every shift. It's now the number one cause of accidental death. It's surpassed motor vehicle accidents. So what's really remarkable about this recent study is, you know, we've had so many challenges breaking the hold.
Excuse me. I'm out. Wait, one second. we're taping the show, so there's nothing live. Something is happening with your sound. Stuart, we're going to have
to take the second.
It's much better. The first one was fine. We don't know. But I know that the audience would not be able to hear it. And he's saying,
okay. Hopefully this is better.
Yes.
Let me know if there's any issue again.
Right. Okay, very good. I apologize. I'm going to have to start it in the same way.
Oh, no, I apologize that there was a sound issue. Hopefully it doesn't happen again. But don't hesitate to let me know.
Right. He's got it ready. We're good.
You may think that I'm full of it, but that doesn't bother me, not even a bit, cause I am happy, and I freely admit, I'm inappropriate for my age, da-da-da-da.
And hello, 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 this is Adrian Berg, and this is Generation Bold, the Fountain of Truth. Now, for those of you who have been following the Secure Law, there's very little press on this. On May 23rd, the House of Representatives passed the most sweeping retirement bill since 2006, and you probably haven't heard about it. If you go to our website, generationboldradio.com, you can hear a 40-minute explanation of the most important six features of the bill. It is already passed, but it is in front of the Senate now, and the Senate wants to expand it, make it even stronger. In our favor, what does it do? Well, in a nutshell, it simply allows us to put money away in our 401ks longer if we're working and take it out later if we stop working and retire. It's an acknowledgement that we need to keep our money longer because we're living and working longer. It's actually a longevity bill, but we need it. So listen to what it's all about, and if you think you'd like it to pass, it's bipartisan. You can tell your senator. Simple as that. And for those of you who have written to me and to tell me that one of their biggest issues is their older parents or an older loved one is becoming isolated, doesn't use the internet, doesn't hear on the telephone, isn't going to the senior centers, our latest blog is how to help them with very specific protocols and resources that you could use even if you're thousands of miles away from them. So go ahead and take a look at Aging for Beginners and get that help. Now, right now we have with us Dr. Murdoch Kaligi, and he has been talking to us about something very interesting, CBD. I mean, it's all over. We see it in every store, even in all the big pharmacy chains. It's very mainstream now. And he's explained to us how it interacts with regard to pain and inflammation, but it may have something else. It may be a great help. There's been a recent study showing that it might help with this opioid epidemic we're reading about day after day, a true crisis. So let's hear about that, Dr. Kaligi. What is that nexus between CBD and the study and the crisis we read about all the time?
Absolutely. So as you point out, the opioid epidemic is become so severe. I'm a clinician. I see patients. I work in the emergency department. And every shift, I see someone who has an overdose. It's now the number one cause of accidental death, significantly surpassing motor vehicle accidents. Part of the reason it's become so pervasive is we just don't have great therapies for breaking opiate addiction, for breaking that dependence, those withdrawal symptoms, that craving that one has for opiates once their body develops a physiological dependence. So what makes this recent study so significant is it shows that CBD can potentially help reduce those cravings and help increase the likelihood of success from breaking opiate addiction. Now, I'm not saying that CBD alone can easily make someone break free from opiates, but as an adjuvant therapy. It's another tool that we have in the armory to help increase the likelihood of success of treatment from opiate addiction.
Now, is this a general protocol now if somebody is severely addicted? Now, this is an over-the-counter. We're not an FDA-approved product. It's the kind of thing that's easily available. Do doctors now, as a matter of course, offer this, or are they still looking for proof on this?
Well, medicine's always slow for uptake. So usually it takes many years and multiple large studies before standards of practice start to change. So this was a fairly small study from a relative perspective compared to some of the larger studies that are done. So the next step is a larger confirmatory study. But I will say this. I will say society is so desperate for anything that can increase the likelihood of success from breaking free from opiates, that can just help with those cravings, that I am already seeing many practitioners start to use it before it's even years from now and larger studies are performed. I'm actually even seeing individuals who are trying to themselves treat their opiate addiction start to get CBD over the counter because they will take any tool that will possibly help them.
Yes. Well, you know, the interesting thing here, too, is that it has become mainstream. So I'm expecting to see just most people today who are in the listening age group of my audience, they will tell you they take up to 15 different kinds of supplements. Things trend. CoQ10, used to be everything was omega-3, and this is going on and on. Now it's biotin because everybody wants to look hot, have great nails and hair. So I'm assuming, this is my assumption, this is going to be part of the closet. As my mother used to say, I have the healthiest cabinet in the world because she had so many supplements. So I'm not sure that this is something that's going to take as long as you say. But you're right. When it comes to practicing medicine, it's a little different than practicing consumerism. I want to talk about that for a moment because you have written a lot of things that are for the consumer, the Complete Idiot's Guide to Boosting Your Immunity, many of the Everything Guides, Preventing Heart Disease, Cholesterol, and you're on television. So you pretty much have your pulse on the consumer. And one of the things that I find personally difficult is choosing a product. Now I understand that you're here and you are the senior medical advisor to Elevate CBDs, which is a product line. So again, you must know they have a lot of competition. What should a consumer do when they walk in and they see they're taking something for the first time? How do they even read the label to know which of the many creams or the many serums is right for them? It's really not an easy thing today, and it's not inexpensive. So it's not something you can say, well, if I don't like it, I'm just going to toss it. What would be your protocol in explaining this to the consumer?
Well, you bring up a great point that oftentimes
Stuart, we have trouble. So I cannot hear
on my
you
end
at all.
Again.
Everything was great.
Really on my end again?
It actually went dead. Now this time we don't have to restart it again.
It went dead.
I was just going to ask you this. Yeah, it actually went dead. But now I hear you again. Okay, as you said, oftentimes. And I'm just going to ask you that question again, and we'll work it out. Okay? We won't have
okay.
to. The rest of it, is, and the sound is terrific. Very strange. Okay, Stu?
Okay.
Don't put the music on. Okay. We're ready to go.
Great.
Okay. Now, we're actually at the end of the segment, so I'm going to take it out, and we'll start the next segment. You want to reset the clock first? Right, reset the clock first. Perfect. was very unusual, and but yeah, the sound is terrific.
Yeah.
We'll be fine. You know, one of the things that I know is that consumerism is getting confusing. It is very difficult to know what to buy. That's true of all the supplements, by the way. But when we come to CBD, because we're kind of newbies at it, it's hard to know. And one of the things we know about our guest, Dr. Murdoch Kalighi, is that he has the pulse of the consumer, the kinds of books he writes, the Idiot's Guides, the Everything Guides. And of course, it's TV appearances. So you must be getting feedback, and as the a senior medical advisor of Elevate CBDs, as to how people are making their selections and if they're making it in the right way. So just give us a little bit of advice when we go into the pharmacy and we're interested in this for the first time. What should we be thinking in making our selection of what to buy?
Well, you're absolutely right. Oftentimes, the more options we have, the more confusion there is. So in the CBD world, because it's relatively new, it's a bit of a wild west. There are so many products that have proliferated on the shelves, and no one knows what is good. Unfortunately, like many supplement products, there aren't really guarantees of quality and purity with a lot of products that you're purchasing. One of the reasons I work with.
Dr. Kalighi, what we're going to do is take a moment now for our sponsors to come back. I really want to talk about and dig deep into Elevate. Because maybe it could be a model or a role model, we'll say, of what people should be looking for. We'll be right back. Okay, that just worked out the time. And now we're going to go right into that with the next one. We'll be fine.
Okay.
And now we're continuing. And that's what we're going to start with. Now, here is where I'm going to ask you to give the website or whatever it is where you'd like to send people. And we're going to start the music again. And we're going into what is really now the third segment. We are ready.
You may think that I'm full of it, but that doesn't bother me, not even a bit, because I am happy, and I freely admit I'm inappropriate for my age. Da, 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 da.
And hello, 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 this is Adrienne Berg, and age is trending. Believe it or not, next month I'll be in Harrogate, England, speaking to the International Gilbert and Sullivan Association on aging in the canon of Gilbert and Sullivan. Months later, I will be at Leading Age in San Diego talking about environments for aging and design and your home. So there is no topic that we don't look at right here on Generation Bold, the Fountain of Truth. And right now, we're looking at what for a moment was a very serious topic. We're here with Dr. Murdoch Kalighi. He is the Senior Medical Advisor at Elevate CBD. You may know him from The Doctors. He's been on CNN. Many, many books out. Now, what we were trying to unpack now, Doctor, was we go into the store, and imagine this. We see, you know, maybe 30 different brands of CBD creams and serums, and we wonder, Now, Elevate is one of the product lines that we will see on those shelves. You are the senior medical advisor. You probably could have been working with many of the others. So tell us how to find Elevate and unpack what they do. Maybe that's a protocol for us to think about when we're choosing a product.
Absolutely. So as you point out, I've chosen to work with Elevate CBD at ElevateHemp.com. And the reason I choose to work with them is because this space has become such a wild west and there's so many products. What we found is many of the products out there actually don't necessarily contain what they say they do. And what Elevate does is not only do they follow good manufacturing practices in producing their product, but they then go back and test their own products to guarantee the quality and purity of what they create. And I'm a big fan of that practice in general. And I try to only work with companies that do that sort of independent verification of what they're producing is actually what the consumer is intended on receiving. The other reason I'm a fan of Elevate for CBD is because they're the only company that offers a suite of products depending on what your personal needs might be. And what that means is for some people, let's say they're having pain in their knee or their shoulder, and maybe they're nervous about taking something systemically, you know, swallowing something so the CBD goes throughout their body, which they don't necessarily need.
I'm one of those people.
Yeah, exactly. But some people say, oh, okay, if I can avoid from it going in my body, why not? Well, one of the great things about CBD is it, in early research, it seems to diffuse through the skin and can be used for localized pain, meaning it can be applied topically. And so in addition to various oral products like pills you can swallow or things you can put under the tongue that absorb instantly or gum you can chew, they have topical products, creams that you can apply locally to try to help with localized pain. So you can really try to find the product that's right for you. So if you try one thing and you say, okay, that didn't seem to really fit me well, well, then you can try an alternative.
You know, it's interesting to me. First of all, I have to make an announcement. This is not a sponsor. They have not paid me, and we have very few products with product names on our show, and Elevate is one of them. I can't remember actually the last time, but I tell everybody, it is because of the way they have done their studies that I thought it was appropriate to have a representative on the show. I don't want anyone to think that this is just here because we're being paid for it. It's not a sponsor, and I think that maybe gives it more credibility to our listeners that it's been chosen for a reason, not just pay for play, because that does happen also. You talked about, Dr. Kaligi, different products that don't have what they say in it, and that's an ethical issue. Well, on the radio, an ethical issue is people are talking about products, but they have alternative reasons than just that they like the product. And that's not the case on this particular show. So I want everyone to know that. So we can speak freely about the benefits. But here I will say criticism, and here's a criticism of the whole industry. I wish it was more like the cosmetic industry where you get samples and you can try it out instead of plunking down a dollar here or a dollar there that can really hurt if the jar just sits in your cupboard. Is there any talk about that? I know that's more the marketing side, but I'm wondering if there's been any discussion of that you might know with Elevate or any other brand, so that people can start trying it out a little bit less expensively and see if it's working for them.
That's a very fair point. You know, one of the things I espouse, one of the reasons I'm a fan of having various products, is so that you can try things out and try to find the product that works best for you. One of the things I know Elevate is working on is creating smaller samples of the topical cream, so that.
Yes.
Yes, exactly like you describe. Instead of buying a 1 month or 2 month supply, you can buy a smaller supply, and which also has the advantage of, in addition to being more affordable, is more portable, and try that. Now, I do recommend when trying a product, giving it a few days, because some products can take that long to be effective, but those smaller samples should allow for that. And if you find success, great. And if you don't, then there's other products you can still try.
Now, one of the things that I want to go back to, you started with it, was that it has CBDs and the hemp form of that has an effect on mood, sleep, and stress, right? Now, is that because it affects and helps with inflammation, or is there another element to it that results in you mentioned serotonin, but you could take serotonin pills. Is there a difference here? What I'm trying to do for our listeners is make it simple for them to make a decision as to which way they're going to go if sleeplessness is an issue. One of the things that we do, Doctor, on this show is we talk a lot about sleep because it's one of the seven elements of successful aging, being able to continue to sleep. And a lot of people do take. They may take something right before they go to bed. Is this a substitute for serotonin pill? Is it an addition to it? How do you look at it?
Yeah, that's a fantastic question. I often tell people about my very first experience trying CBD. I remember I like to try different supplement therapies, just like we discussed, trialing different things. So I try it one day in the morning, and it's the afternoon. I have forgotten that I've tried it. It's not even on my mind. And I remember I'm sitting in a meeting, and I'm thinking, I notice I feel really good right now. Not high, not euphoric, not sleepy or sedated, but I noticed I just felt good. I also happened to had shoulder surgery a few weeks before, and my shoulder was still in a lot of pain, and I also noticed, wow, this is the best my shoulder has felt since before the surgery. It was only later that evening that I recalled, wait a minute, I took the CBD this morning, and I made that association. Now, I give that personal and anecdotal experience. That's only a sample size of one, but I give it because that's what we're starting to see in the research, and that's what we're getting extensive amount of anecdotal reports regarding. Now, it appears in terms of the mechanism that CBD stimulates a receptor called the 5-HT1A receptor, which is a serotonin receptor. And so CBD, while having an anti-inflammatory component, also appears to have a mood receptor component. And that's another pathway that CBD goes down, which is why it seems to have some of those mood elevation effects. And so as you point out, that those mood elevation effects can cause different things. It can cause just one improvement in mood. That improvement seems to help with a decrease in anxiety, stress. And those are probably the reasons that people also seem to sleep more comfortably.
Yep, and why they're probably drawn to the product, too. You know, before we take a little bit of a break and go into our last segment here, there's a wonderful show on Broadway called Be More Chill. And it's a fantasy about a society of young folks that have a pill that they can take to be more chill, except that it's not a fantasy. It's right in front of you in your pharmacy. So that's really what we're hearing. And when we come back, we go to the serious side of this and ask about contraindications. You know, one of the things, Dr. Kaligi, that I have been working pretty hard, and it's been pretty successful, to get out is the idea that certain medications don't go with each other. And these are prescribed medications. And today we find that in pharmacies, when you have an older adult particularly, if they're taking a blood thinner or a Coumadin, Plavix, they're going to say to them, don't eat certain foods, or are you taking another drug that is contraindicated? We're going to talk about that. Is there any prescription drug you're taking that you shouldn't take CBD over the counter? We'll be right back. Okay, so you see what I'm going to be asking about. Now, this is our last segment, so, yeah, I definitely want to talk about the contraindications. But is there anything else? Now is the time to bring anything out that you would like that we may have missed.
Well, I think you've hit all the high points. So the contraindications, what I'll talk about is how basically we're not really seeing a lot of the negative effects yet, but I'll also speak specifically to, and it's all a relative comparison, you know, what are you using CBD for, what's your alternative, and sort of the contraindications or safety profile of CBD versus that alternative, if that sounds all right.
Very good. And the other thing, we will have time, is there are certain things that change because we're older. And no joke, I mean, this was part of our lives as baby boomers, for most of us anyway. I mean, the joke being that if you could remember Woodstock, you weren't there. So
that's hilarious. I've never heard that.
Well, because you're not a baby boomer. I know what I'm talking about. Well, anyway, we will perhaps start with that, and we'll see what's going on, okay? So we're ready to go, Stu.
You may think that I'm full of it, but that doesn't bother me, not even a bit, because I am happy, and I freely admit I'm inappropriate.
And hello, hello, hello. This is Adrian Berg. And wow, you know, I should say, given what we're talking about today, which is CBD, with Dr. Myrna Kalighi, who is the senior medical advisor at Elevate CBD, a product that we told you where to find it, loud and proud. And I explained it's not a sponsor of our show. This is just something that I picked up because I thought it was something you need to know about, and that is how CBD works on the body, the difference between CBD and hemp, what a company like Elevate does to do its testing and to help with consumerism. But Dr. Kalighi himself, you may know, he's been on CNN, The Doctor Show 2020, many, many health and wellness books he has authored. And I didn't kibitz with him too much today because he is such a medical brain. I just wanted to pick your medical brain. But the fact is that when we talk about folks like myself who lived with marijuana as part of their life, you know, unlike, as I say in my latest blog article, it's not your grandma's weed anymore, unlike Bill Clinton, that we inhaled. In fact, if you walked through Washington Square Park in Greenwich Village and you didn't smoke, all you had to do was inhale. And you got high. So it's a little bit different today with these homogenized versions, these as you would call it, supplemental therapies. Now it's called a supplemental therapy. It used to be called a joint. But it's very, very different. And I have to ask whether or not there are contraindications. Are there people who simply shouldn't take this? If we are taking certain kinds of, let's say, prescription drugs, should we not take this? So let's unpack that to make sure that people aren't doing anything that could be a little bit dangerous to themselves.
That's a fantastic question. So I have looked at every single research study that's ever come out around CBD. And as I've mentioned, I also know tens of thousands of people who have used it. I have yet in my experience, either in the research or the people I know who have used it, have yet to see a negative consequence of it, such as an overdose or organ dysfunction. That's not to say it's not possible. Some of this early research shows that CBD is metabolized by certain detoxifiers in the liver that work on other medications. So there is the theoretical possibility of drug interaction, and it's too early. We don't know every detail about that yet. That takes years of research and study to figure that out. But when you go this far in terms of how many people are using it and you're not seeing a lot of reports about safety issues, that's fairly reassuring because when thinking about CBD, one has to remember, one doesn't take it just for fun. One takes it for a purpose. Either they're treating pain or trying to address stress or sleep. And so typically when people are using CBD, they're considering taking that versus something else. And so I'll focus on pain. If you think about it, we don't have a lot of great pain relievers in modern medicine. We have certain over-the-counter drugs like ibuprofen, Orlee, which is an naproxen. Those are called non-steroidal anti-inflammatories. Those can actually have a lot of negative effects. They're damaging to the gut. They're hard on the kidneys. Elderly have difficulty taking them. A lot of people have allergic reactions to them. And so considering we're not seeing that yet with CBD, it suggests that CBD actually has a safer profile than a lot of those. Now, there are some studies showing that CBD in some people, and when I say some people, I mean a single-digit percent, it's like maybe 2 to 3% of people, can cause a mild elevation in liver enzymes. But I'll say another drug that can cause an elevation in liver enzymes is Tylenol. So, and there is some possible negative effect, but it doesn't appear to be worse than what we see with Tylenol. And then, of course, the other pain reliever that medicine uses that we talked about earlier in your show has become such a crisis is opiate pain medication. And there is no doubt that CBD is safer than opiates in terms of the risks of overdose.
I say for sure. I believe it. I personally believe it. You know, one of the things, though, that I get concerned with, and I've learned, I did not know this, but I've learned it from my mother, and now I apply it to my life, is that as you get older, you do have different reactions to medications. I have many times heard friends and listeners and readers say, I used to be able to eat that food, and I can't anymore. Or, that medicine was perfect for me for 20 years. I can't take it anymore. Happens a lot. And sometimes when you dig deep, you find it's because you've taken a different medication. Together, you've added something else. So that's why I asked you this question. It's not so much that in and of itself there may be an issue. It's just that in combination with the many things that older adults take, it could be. I mean, we've gone through the point where we're told don't eat grapefruit. Don't eat a grapefruit with certain blood thinners and certain other things. So I think that that may be the next step in making sure that we're fine-tuned. And that's really the reason that I asked. Yeah, and I made Dr. Kalee laugh when I said that I'm going to end with this. I said, you know, in the old days, it was a recreational drug. It was simply a recreational drug. And our line, our baby boomer line is, if you can remember Woodstock, you weren't there. Why? Because it changed the way you saw the world for a couple of days. So let's just end with this. Is there yet any studies or studying happening on cognitive function? Because that is the thing we think about the most when we think about aging. Is it just neutral when it comes to cognitive function? Can you get fuzzy? Or in the mood elevation, do you think you think a little bit straighter? I don't know if there's any connection.
Yeah, that's an outstanding question, in that people are looking for the holy grail of what can improve cognitive function. With CBD, you know, I mentioned earlier in your show that the first time I took it, I was in a meeting and I suddenly just felt very focused and felt very good. I felt like there was an improvement in my cognitive function. But do we have solid research demonstrating that improvement in cognitive function yet? We don't. That's not to say it's not possible.
But it's on the horizon in terms of the studies, at least, because, you know, companies like Elevate, they want to have the most positive benefits they can bring to the public. It's good for business. Well, I thank you so much, because these topics are very, very difficult to unpack, and you are so clear about it. You do take the confusion out of it, and as I said, I was confronted by hundreds of choices in Denver. I'm going to end the show the way I always do. Get out there, kids, and make it happen. Okay, so we will you know, do a little bit of patching. It's going to sound good. And Stuart, is this airing this Sunday? Okay, and this is going to air this Sunday. And then what we generally do is we archive it by Wednesday. On the or are you archiving it even earlier? Monday to Wednesday, it'll be on our website, and then I put it on my social media. So, and you could, you could, once you do that, you know, Elevate has a good PR team. Any way they would like to use it, they could use it. The more they use it, the happier I am, because I want people to know that the show is here. Okay?
That sounds great.
Okay, very good. Have a wonderful day and enjoy.
Hey, thanks so much. Great to talk to you.
Take care.
Okay, bye.
Line two, just say what you want to record. You need it to line up?
Here's a special little announcement for everybody. July is Senior Selfie Month. Yes, it is Senior Selfie Month. And that has been created by a Synergy Home Care's Facebook page. And if you take a look at that and you send in, if you send in your selfie, they will donate $5 to the National Alzheimer's Association. So if you use hashtags like Senior Selfie or End Alz, of course that stands for End Alzheimer's, it's an encouragement. It's really something that is, let's say a grassroots way of getting some money to an important charity that deals with aging and giving you a little bit of fun. It is Senior Selfie Month. Put this on your calendar, everybody, just a little announcement. August 21st, you probably don't know this exists, but it's World Senior Citizens Day. Now, I actually thought that the phrase senior citizens was out the window by now, but we have a day. So August 21st is World Senior Citizens Day, and hopefully all over the world, people will be raising awareness of supporting older adults, and more importantly, recognizing our achievements. So when I say get out there, kids, and make it happen, we know that every day we are celebrating World Senior Citizens Day.
do just to give something extra. Can I hang up now?
Are you on now?
I didn't hang up.
Okay, you can hang up. How many things did you do? And where do you want them? Oh, okay. I'll see what I can do. Okay.